Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
QNN Community Network News. I'm Michael Pinterbonner.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. Dan Savage, the popular US advice columnist who was behind the It Gets Better campaign, says it's tougher being a gay teen today than it was in the 1970s. He says it's because of the increased awareness of gay culture. He says it means high schoolers who don't fit the popular mold are now more likely to find themselves being bullied and harassed, whereas previously people like him could fly under the radar. The 46-year-old also said he hopes the It Gets Better campaign, which now has offshoots in the UK, South Africa and Israel, will hopefully next take off in Australia. Savage notes the campaign has saved kids' lives.
The Also Foundation has hit back at critics who reckon it should be wound down. The organisation is in serious financial turmoil and needs another $500,000 in emergency funding to continue operating. A special general meeting of the foundation is scheduled for April 20, where members will vote on allowing the funding to take place.
A gay Bangladeshi couple has had their Australian Protection Visa application refused. The refusal was partly based on an anonymous letter which claims the couple is not gay. Now the couple have launched a High Court challenge saying they are gay and the letter was probably sent in by their former immigration agent who they're in a dispute with over fees. The Immigration Tribunal, however, has cited other inconsistencies in their evidence of their homosexuality. The two men say they endured threats to kill, beatings and torture because of their homosexuality in Bangladesh.
The ACT government has established an inquiry into the legal recognition of transgender and intersex people under territory law. ACT Attorney General Simon Corbell said that ACT is committed to equality in human rights and wants to ensure that there are no gaps in the legal rights of transgender and intersex people. The inquiry will ensure the views and interests of the broader community are reflected in any future pieces of legislation.
Prime Minister Julia Gillard repeated her personal opposition to gay marriage when speaking with the leaders of 20 major Christian churches. She said to them she supports traditional values and freedom of religion and is listening to their concerns about same-sex marriage and euthanasia. Gillard continues to separate herself from the Australian Greens in the eyes of the public, saying they are a party of extremists who do not share the values of everyday Australians.
Chinese police have arrested up to 60 gay men in a raid on a bar in Shanghai. According to the police records, a pornographic show was underway at the Q bar when the raid commenced. Everyone present, including the DJ and bar staff, were arrested and detained for up to 12 hours before being released.
Canadians are about to go to the polls, but it seems there, even the conservative side of politics support gay marriage. Gay marriage is currently legal in Canada, and the Conservative Prime Minister said if elected again, his party would not be interested in revisiting the issue. The Conservatives are expected to win majority government in the upcoming election.
And briefly, in other news, a man from Ottawa, Canada, hopes a petition will push the city's Catholic school board to allow gay straight alliance clubs in Catholic high schools. And Kevin Keller, the much-loved gay character from Archie's comics, will have his own comic book series. Kevin made his debut in the popular comic Veronica number 202.
To QNN Sport. A joint project has been launched to promote sexual and gender diversity in Victorian hockey clubs. Teaming together are the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, Hockey Victoria, Hockey Australia and the Australian Sports Commission. Part of the Fair Go Sport program, a number of hockey clubs will be pilot participants to see how they can be more inclusive of GLBTI people. Former hockey roo and lesbian Claire Pidreau welcomed the project.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Michael Pinterbonner.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next week on Community Network News. No.
This has been a news and current affairs program from 3JOY, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I'm executive producer Eric Williams.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.